Blog Talk Radio.
I just want to get this straight. Yeah. You are not taking anything to change the color of your skin.
Oh, God, no.
You did not purposely.
We're trying to control it, and using makeup evens it out because it makes blotches on the skin, and I have to even out my skin. But you know what's funny? Why is that so important? You know, that's not important to me. I'm a great fan of art. I love Michelangelo.
Mm-hmm.
If I had a chance to talk to him or read about him, I would want to know about what inspired him to become who he is, the anatomy of his craftsmanship, not about who he went out with last night or why he decided to sit out in the sun so long. What's mm-hmm. wrong with him? I mean, that's what's important to me. I want to do this, and I want to do that, and I want to do this.
How do you choose who you want to work with?
Gee,
I pretty much don't pretty much pick the artist I want to work with. It kind of just happens spontaneously. I think they present something that I think is interesting, and we kind of collaborate on it.
Who would you love to work with that you haven't worked with yet?
It would probably be somebody like Tchaikovsky or Claude Debussy, an artist that, you know, is not around anymore.
Ever since I was a little kid, I used to always study composition. It was Tchaikovsky that influenced me the most, and of course, Debussy, who I love very much. Have you seen my childhood? I'm searching in the world
I love climbing trees in general. This tree I love the most because I climb up high and I look down on its branches, and it gives me, I just love it, so many ideas. I've written so many of my songs in this tree. I wrote Heal the World in this tree, Will You Be There, Black or White, Childhood.
That's what drives me, is the medium, the arts. I love it. And that's the world I'm most comfortable in.
The time I'm most comfortable on stage than any place in the world. Being around, you know, everyday people and stuff, I feel strange. I do.
Sure.
Yeah. When you're all holding hands and everybody's rocking and all colors of people are there, all races, and it's the most wonderful thing. Politicians can't even do that. On stage, the greatest place in the world, because you just light up on stage. It's magic.
The fans around the world. I love you with all my heart. I love them. I love all the fans very much.
I love my fans. You go to any city, anywhere in the world, they know all the songs, all the dance moves, everything. They even come with the tape on their fingers, the hats and the gloves and everything. It's just a wonderful experience. I love it.
Get on up, get on up, get up, get on up. Nah, I'm just playing. What up, what up, what up? It's Pete Richardson, the owner and soul creator of Saving Athletes Respectfully, and we are live on the Blog Talk Network. How's everybody out there doing today? Today is December 23rd. It's about 10 after 8, and today my special guest just got back from the overseas playing professionally basketball over there. Her name is Monique Small, straight up out of the Woodlands, Texas. And just to give you a little background, I had Miss Smalls on my radio show before, so this is her second time. It was actually right before she went up there. So now we're just going to talk about how it was and how her experience was while she was overseas fulfilling her dream as about playing basketball. And to give you a little background, 2013, she was an all Big 12 second team, also Big 12 all defensive team. Same thing with 2012 and also 2011. So with that being said, I thought this was pretty cool because if you guys want some Yin Yang Twins or know anything about rap music in Atlanta, they say Kylie Park, and I say that's the high school that she went to. Kylie Park. Miss Smalls, what's up, Miss Lady? Are you there?
Hey, I'm doing good.
That's good. That's good. All right, and I also got on the line Youth Minister Mr. Stephen Ivey, who's going to bless the show here in a few minutes, and also my fiance, Miss Sabrina Hewlett, is going to bring you the weather. And what's up, Mr. Ivey? Are you there, my man?
Yes, sir.
All righty, good deal. God is good. God is good. Well, all right, my fiance, Mr. Brendan Hewlett, going to go ahead and give you guys the weather up here in Lubbock, Texas.
All right. We're sitting at 41 degrees here in Lubbock with a high of 46 degrees, and then it's going to drop down to 28 degrees. And the humidity is sitting at 44% with a wind of 24 miles per hour, so that's going to make it feel even colder. So bundle up and drive safe on the roads and have a great Christmas.
That's what I'm talking about right there. Yeah, just like she said, the wind is going about 24 miles per hour. So if you guys don't have a jacket, stay your butt in the house. If you guys got a jacket, then go ahead and get up out the house and take the trash out. It's really up to you. You know what I'm saying? So, all right, right before we got on, it was a script by Michael Jackson. And Michael Jackson, everyone gives him self-proclaimed. Everybody knows he's self-proclaimed King of Pop, best musician maybe that ever lived during this era. But during the video, they asked him who he looked up to, and it was, Sammy Davis Jr., a bunch of people that no one even knows about nowadays. And that just gives you the kind of soul and kind of person that Michael Jackson was. And when it first came on, Oprah asked him, why does color erase? Why is that so important to people? Why does it matter if people are trying to say that he's turning white? Well, most people don't know he actually had a skin disease. So he was like, why is that important to people? So that's one of the reasons why I wanted to play that script, because I really ultimately and truly believe that it's not about the color of a skin that's really the problem. It's really a sin problem, just like that player from the New Orleans Saints has said it's going over the media. So that's really why I wanted to play that script, because one, it's the King of Pop. Who doesn't love Michael Jackson? Two, he's given a very intelligent conversation interview. So not only was the color and race, but also he talked about heart. He was like, his music, he put it in his heart. What does it mean to you? So what does heart mean to you? Are you going to keep going when things get tough, when things get bad? That's when your true character comes out. So your work, you got to put your heart into it, just like Miss Monique Smalls we're going to get into on this interview. I can almost guarantee you, I was talking to Mr. Jamie Lynn. He's actually one of the main people here at Double T 104.3, and I mentioned to him that I was going to be interviewing Monique Smalls, and he just came up and was like, that's one of my favorite tech players ever played a game here at Texas Tech. It was her aggressiveness and her will and her willing to play. And she also played in all 133 games. Started all 32 games, and scored a career high 22 points at New Mexico. And that was one of her senior highlights, one of her senior year. But Mr. Lynn was just so intrigued about the way she played the game of basketball. And we're going to get into that. But that's one thing Michael Jackson talked about was heart. And he also said it's God's work. You know, sometimes it happens quickly, sometimes it happens slowly. So what he said, he's giving the honor to God right there. It's just like, hey, you know, I just sit and I sit alone and I be by myself. And God just kind of speaks to him, and he just speaks to the people through his music, you know. And he said, and fourthly, he's like, everyone is together, no matter if a skin problem, no matter if you're a kid, no matter if you're 44, everyone needs to be together. But now that I got that out the way, let's go ahead and get turn the floor over to Mr. Stephen Ivey, and then we're going to get straight into the interview with Miss Monique Smalls. So go ahead and bless us with the word, Mr. Ivey.
Hey, man. All right, I got something real simple. We know that that in a couple of days we're going to be celebrating the greatest gift known to mankind, the time that God gave his only son to come down and dress in flesh like ours to ultimately save the whole world. And my challenge for everybody that's listening today, including myself, is let's find some way to give something before the year is over. So many times, like Christmas time, and it's not a bad thing, but Christmas time comes around, and normally we get selfish. We make our Christmas list. You know, your mama asks you what you want. My mama still asks me for a Christmas list. She don't give me nothing on the Christmas list, but she still asks me. My dad, pops, call me. Hey, man, what you want for Christmas, man? Fill out your list and give it to me. Girlfriend and sister, and everybody's asking, you know, what do you want? What do you want? And that's what we do for Christmas. We fill out what we want, and you know, at times we get people gifts too. But I want to encourage you to find a way to give back to somebody, and give back to somebody maybe that's less fortunate. Maybe you're at the line in McDonald's or somewhere else, and you have an extra $10 on you. Give the cashier $10 and say, hey, take care of the car behind me, and don't let them know who it is. Just take care of the car behind me. Or maybe you go to the gas station and get 3 or 4 cups of hot chocolate, and for that homeless person that's sitting out there on the corner, you give them two cups of hot chocolate or something. I don't know. But find a way to give. Because the Bible says that it says two things. It says that we reap what we sow. And also it says that it's more blessed to give than to receive. And so in this time, this season of giving, I challenge all of us to give to somebody. Quick story, Pete. Mary Kay, the lady, you know, that's famous for doing the makeup and all that kind of stuff. Mary Kay had an interview, and I forget who the interview was with, but it's been a long time. She had an interview, and they were talking, and the interviewer noticed that she had this necklace, and on this necklace there were two shovels. One was a big shovel, and one was a little shovel. And the interviewer asked her, "What's the symbolism behind this necklace that you have?" And Mary Kay said, "Well, it's a reminder to me." She said, "The big shovel is God, and the little shovel is mine." And she says, "Whenever I take my little shovel and I give, God always takes his big shovel and gives back to me." And so it's one of those great things about the Lord that the more you give, the more he gives back to you. And so anyway, encourage you to give. You all enjoy your Christmas. I think we have one more day tomorrow, but enjoy Christmas. But find a way to give to somebody.
Oh, man, I like that right there. That's Mr. Obviously. Mr. Avia, youth minister right up out of Arkansas, talking about an interview with Mary Kay, talking about just go give something today. If you're at the grocery store, if you're able to buy three or four hot chocolates or three or four coffees, go ahead and give it to the homeless guy who's sitting outside the store. He might be standing behind you, or he might be somebody in your family. You never know. So I want to say thank you, Mr. Avia, blessing the show. Man, you're more than welcome to stay on the line, listen to the interview, and listen to Miss Monique Small. She actually seems to be like a legend around here in Lubbock, Texas, man. No matter what. Last time she was on my show, her show actually I got the most listened, so I got to give her props right there. So, all right, for you guys who are just now tuning in to the show, I do got a special guest on my show. Her name is Monique Small. She came back from playing basketball from overseas. She's a 2013 All Big 12 second team, 2013 All Big 12 All Defensive team, as well as 2012 All Defensive team, and also 2012 All Big 12 Honorable Mention. So let's go ahead and get it cracking. What's up, Ms. Smalls?
Hey, how's it
going? It's going well, man. It's been a while since we done spoke, man. How was life? How was life for you these days?
I know. Life is good. It's a blessing. I can say that it really is. And it's an experience.
Man, I feel you. I feel you. I see you on Facebook, you know, on Twitter, doing certain all type of things, you know, hooping and playing. So just give a little background. She's from Woodlands, Texas. She went, like I said, she would play basketball in high school at College Park. And then well, I'll go ahead and let you fill in Miss Moss. Go on, just give briefly about your journey, you know, that led you up to Tech. Just real brief.
I started off playing basketball about 10 years old when I moved to Houston. Kind of got into it because my mom and my dad, they both were point guards. They both played basketball when they were younger before they had me. And they were really good. So I took the passion into it, and I tried it out. I really loved it. Got into high school on a varsity team, started up the school. It had just opened. We set a record there that's still being set right now. And my dream was to get my education paid for and play ball at a higher level. Because, like, my mom worked so hard to give me things and take me to basketball camps, I felt like I had to repay her back for it, and I ended up at Tech.
That's what I'm talking about right there. You wanted to pay her back, you know. You seen her hard work. You seen her working hard, taking care of you. So you just wanted to be generous and have your athletic talent pay for your education. So I could definitely understand that, and I commend you for that. So just like you said, playing at a higher level. Go ahead and talk about where you just got back into the United States. So go ahead and talk about your experience over there, and what was the name of your team and the country you lived in.
I have just got back from Germany. I'm still kind of working on how to say this name because their accents are a little different. But it's like Gittingen, Germany. It's like in central area, about 2 hours from Frankfurt or 3 hours from Berlin. And My team is called BG74 Viking Ladies. And we are, this team is also another team that's trying to build up their program. So I accepted the job to help get them to the next level. And basically, just kind of help them get more wins. They didn't have much successful year last year. They had lost their coach. So I'm enjoying it. I'm having fun and getting wins.
Enjoying it, having fun, and getting the wins. That's what it's all about. It's all about fun. It's all about getting to the next level, and it's all about, you know, basically fulfilling your dreams. So that's what I'm talking about right there, Ms. Moss. Brings me to my next question. You say you are up there, and you really don't know how to pronounce the name of the country. I mean, not the country, but the, I guess the province that you're in. So I completely understand that. So socially, what was one thing you had to adapt to while you were over there?
I had to adapt to, I guess, not like a smaller, like Germany is very small. And when I say small, I mean their things are small, like the refrigerator, the houses. It's not like, you know, your big houses you have back in the States. I mean, the TVs, they're smaller. I mean, you don't see much people with like an 8-inch TV. When you're trying to go to the living room, there's no AC. So you kind of got to try to play around and figure things out where, okay, it's starting to get cold, so do I need to have my windows open or closed? Like, they got a heater, but you got to try to play around with it. And it's a little challenging, but, I mean, I'm getting used to it. And then on top of that, I don't have a car out there because the city I'm in is like a – it's like another Lubbock. It's a university city. So it's a college town with, I mean, you really don't need a car. And so I'm having to ride a bike everywhere, and it's a workout.
Oh, man, I can only imagine. So you're riding a bike, and then you got to go to practice and go run, and then you got to ride a bike back home? Nah, I bet you're in some good shape.
Oh, yeah, my leg was struggling at first, but I'm good now.
I bet.
All right, Ms. Monique. Well, I want to start off with a question I've been personally wanting to know because I haven't played sports. So can you describe the feeling you get when you step on the court and you see all the fans in the stand supporting you, cheering you on?
When I walk onto the court, I'm nervous. I'm scared. My heart starts racing. My palms get sweaty because, I mean, like, you work hard and practice all the way up to that game. And so to finally put on the show, it's like get those little jitters. But literally, like, as soon as that ball's tipped up, my jitters go away and everything is gone. And it's just like you feel the energy from the crowd, and it feels amazing to hear people cheer you on to success and, like, cheer on your work that you've done.
It's definitely an adrenaline rush, right?
Oh, yes, it is. Sometimes I'm jumping higher than I've ever thought I'd ever jump, or I'm running faster than I ever ran before in my life.
And what has been your most memorable experience in your basketball career?
My most memorable would be the win against Baylor. And that game, and also when we won against Penn State. Because those two games, we really proved ourselves. We showed that we can play higher up. I mean, granted, we weren't able to get where we wanted to, but things happened. But we got to play against the best that was in the country, and we showed what we were really about. And that was the greatest feeling. And having, like, our arena full of fans, and for them to witness it, it was just one of those memories you will never forget. The adrenaline rush, seeing my teammates happy, my coach, like, about to cry, she's so happy. It was a great moment.
Oh, man, I bet that was. When they went against Baylor, that was when Brittany Griner was playing as well, right?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, and everybody know that's a giant. that's pretty cool right there. So tell us, playing over there in Germany in a town that you really don't know the name of, tell us, what was your favorite game? Tell us, what was your favorite game over there that you're playing?
My favorite game was against this team called Halle. That team, they were really, really good and really aggressive. And it was also the team that their coach was the coach for this team last year, the one I'm on. So it was like we were playing against their ex-coach. On top of that, there were players that I remember seeing back in the States, back in the day when we used to play. And it was one of those good games. I was just ready to help my teammates prove the coach wrong that she left the team, you know, and show them that they are actually still good. It was a lot of emotions going on that game.
So you took it personal.
Yeah, I did. Even though it wasn't my coach, I take it personal for everything.
Oh, yeah, of course. That goes back to what I was talking about after the Michael Jackson thing was heart. And that's something what ultimately Jamie Lynn was saying something about you, too. It's just heart. You're feisting this.
What's some advice that you would give some young athletes on how to stay on top of their game with school, basketball, social life? How can they stay focused?
Well, for one, social life, I mean, you got to have a social life. You got to have a life outside of basketball as well, because sometimes basketball is not going to always be there. Things happen, injuries happen. It's things that you just never know. But as far as, like, school and everything, of course, school is number one. You always got to have school first. I can say personally, I took a year and a half off of basketball to finish college. I wanted to get my education before I kept playing, just in case anything happened to me while I was playing basketball. So at least I had something to fall back on, because your education, of course, is what's going to help you with your future. But I would say, you know, everybody just to work hard, get basketball serious for you, and you love it. Every moment in that gym is how you're going to get to the next level. Every time you go out there and get exercise up after practice, school helps you keep your mind right and get socialized. It helps ball become even more fun.
Right, and that's a great point that you mentioned about the school, that it should be number one, because you never know what can happen, especially whenever you're putting your body through all that games, workouts, anything could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Why, Ms. Moss? Just one more question. Now I ain't gonna take up no more of your time. That you go ahead and get ready for Christmas and everything. So, what can we look forward for hearing from Ms. Moss again? Are you going back next year? Or just go ahead and let these Texas fans know what's going on.
Well, right now I'll finish about April-ish, somewhere around there, depending on championship and playoffs. But I'm going to try and go play either Australia or Brazil during the summer. Found out that they have seasons during the summer, so I'm going to try and go play there. If not, I'm kind of debating on going back to Lubbock to coach some teams down there, or move back to the Woodlands and coach some teams there for the summer until I go back overseas.
Oh, okay. I could dig that. I could definitely respect that. So whether you go to Australia or Brazil, that's two wonderful places. So I know you'll probably have a good time there. Also, you know, I know Lubbock misses you. So whatever it is that you do, I really just whatever you do, just continue to soar, stay positive, and always try to keep your nose clean. So I want to say thank you for being on my SHOW, which stands for show, if you guys don't really know what that spells, okay? So, all right, Ms. Smalls, it's really been my pleasure. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas and have an awesome day, okay?
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Ah, thank you. Peace.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, that was Ms. Monique Small, straight up out of the Woodlands, Texas. Went to College Park High School, came to Texas Tech. She finished her career with 959 career points. Come on now, 959 career points, started all 133 games at Texas Tech, finished fourth all-time at Texas Tech in career assists with 514. If you guys don't know the caliber athletes that plays here at Texas Tech, one name that one guy you guys might always that might come to mind is the coach was Marshall Sharp. The player was Swoops. So that just goes to show the type of talent that this lady has, and now she's having an opportunity to play overseas, and now she's also continuing her opportunities, and she's saying she might play in Brazil or Australia, whichever one my guy really wants her to do. So that's a wrap. This is the P. Richardson Morning Show coming to you live on the Blog Talk Radio, presented by Saving Athletes Respectfully. And myself is P. Richardson, and brought you to where the world, Sabrina Hewlett. And we'll be back in a couple of days. We're going to go ahead and spend some time with the family and just make it do what it do. That's the end. Catch us in a few days. Not surely which day it's going to be. It's probably going to be the 26th, depending on the network. Well, we always want to work, but depending on the network, whenever they let us get our show on the air, we will be back on the air giving you guys a positive message and feeding you some things and changing the world one episode at a time. Like I said, P. Richardson, the owner and sole creator of Saving Athletes Respectfully, you guys have a blessed day, and most importantly, have a Merry Christmas, and just like Mr. Avi said, go give somebody something. Ha-ha. Peace.